Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 60, Identity, The Old Self Crucified. When Scripture speaks of the old self being crucified, it is not describing a slow process or a lifelong struggle. It is declaring something God has already done. Paul writes, "Our old man is crucified with him," in Romans 6:6. This is not a command, it is a completed fact. God did not ask you to crucify your old self. He included you in the crucifixion of Christ so that the person you were in Adam would come to an end. The old self was the version of you that was bound to sin, shaped by the flesh, and separated from God. It was the identity formed by your past, your failures, and your fallen nature. God did not try to reform it. He did not attempt to improve it. He executed it. The cross was not only the death of Jesus, it was the death of the old you. When Christ died, your old identity died with him. This truth is essential because many believers spend years trying to fix what God has already finished. They fight the old self as if it were still alive. They measure themselves by past patterns and old weaknesses. Yet Scripture says that the old self was crucified so that, quote, "the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin," unquote, in Romans 6:6. You are not fighting for freedom. You are living from freedom that Christ has already secured. This crucifixion is the foundation of your new identity, Paul said. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, in Galatians 2:20. The old self is gone. The life you now live is joined to Christ himself. You are not defined by who you were. You are defined by who lives in you now. Because the old self is crucified, sin no longer has the right to claim you. Shame no longer has the authority to name you. The past no longer has the power to shape you. You are not trying to escape the old self. You are learning to believe what God has already done with it. The cross is not only the place where Christ died for you, it is the place where you died with him. To walk in your new identity, you must see the finality of the cross. The old self is not wounded, it is not weakened. It is not waiting to be defeated, it is crucified. And the more you see this truth, the more you begin to live in the freedom Christ has already given you. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.